Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we give
off
us
a cliff.
Some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Is there a doctor on this plane? Well, there is if you're travelling on the EasyJet flight from Luton to Murcia on December the 23rd. And there's certainly only one doctor on this podcast. That would be me. But we will listen to my colleague for transparency.
Well, that's taken the wind right out of my sails. Bonjour, or should I say hello? It's Claire Cares, reporting for business. And just remember that you don't have to be a fully qualified spiritual healer to do it. Just give it a try. That's what I do. Okay, hello, goodbye.
And joining us today, we have...
Hello, I'm Todd.
Todd?
Todd.
Love that.
What a name, what a guy.
Thank you.
Favourite drink?
Orange juice.
Favourite flower?
Oh, lily.
Favourite mother?
Mine.
You're right.
Just the one, mother?
Just the one, for me. That's
Was that ever a problem?
For your dad, yes.
Absolutely for my dad. My dad never saw my mother as my mother, I don't think. So.
No.
Was he a cheat?
Right. That's what I was getting at.
Big, big cheat.
Mm-hmm.
A love cheat and a game cheat.
A love cheat, a game cheat.
Parlour games.
Parlour games. Charades, he would just say immediately out loud what he was acting out.
Was it? Annoying. I'm smelling a spoil sport.
Real spoil sport, but that's not how he saw it. I think he very much saw it as he saw himself as the bad boy of charades.
Okay.
A bit like Nasty Nick.
Very much. That's who my father is.
Nasty
right.
Nick
yeah.
from EastEnders okay. or Big Brother?
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Right, because it was a Nick. Dot Cotton's son.
Yeah, not him. Nasty. Oh, that was an actor, I believe.
Right. So that's not your father?
No, although we did see him play King Rat in pantomime.
Lovely, the whole family?
Yeah, 94, yeah.
And mum, dad, brothers, sisters?
Mum, Nasty Nick, three brothers, three sisters.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like a lovely night on the tiles.
Now afternoon, it was a matinee performance.
How old are you, Todd?
I'm 20.
And how old's Nasty Nick?
56.
It all fits together for me.
No problems here.
We've not spoken in a while, so I don't know how old he is now.
Okay, do you think he might have stopped aging after you spoke?
Or sped up?
It can happen.
You never know. He cheats at everything.
He cheats. You think he's cheating life?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
And is he? He's spoiling games, but is he spoiling his pants?
We never discussed the pants area.
Okay, well, moving
in
on.
What do you mean by spoiling? In what sense?
Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Like ripping or just getting a size that was maybe too big or too small.
I'm sure it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's happened.
Well, they're very in fashion these days, aren't they? Clothes that look like, you know, you've had an accident or something. You know, I saw some teens the other day in sort of ripped clothing. And I said, oh, well, your mother should get you, or your father, please, get you some new threads. And they went, oh, no, Mrs. Cares. You know, we...
They knew you?
Yes, they knew me from the radio, I imagine. And also, I live next door.
Yeah.
Jingly, jingly, listen.
What do you do for a job, Todd?
I'm between...
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm between employment. I was working in advertising for a long time and it just wasn't fulfilling my needs. So I'm training to be a butcher.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Chopping up animals, etc.
Chopping up animals. Yeah, that's it, really.
Mm. Is that why you want to be a butcher? You like being around dead animals?
I like meat. Mm-hmm. I like the feeling of it. Mm-hmm. The coldness.
Thank you.
I get very hot, so I like working in the fridges.
Yeah, and putting the meat next to your skin, or is that just...
You're supposed to wear gloves, but sometimes I might go skin to skin, and then that'll be my meat then. I won't sell that meat.
That'll be just for your personal use.
I'll say, yeah, a bit of something for Todd, and then I'll go skin to skin.
Okay. I'm building up a vibe right now. And what's your favourite animal to kill?
Well, I don't kill the animals, you see. That's a common misconception. Mm. They arrive...
Dead.
They arrive
dead.
At my parlour
like,
dead.
And you like that part of it.
If an animal, well, yeah, it's easier, certainly. Yeah,
it's a bit of dead meat.
Some people say that the chase is better than the catch, but I would say...
Catch.
Not even the catch. The dead animals is better than chasing the alive animals. It's less pithy, but...
Have you ever chased a live animal?
I have, but mainly in jest.
Okay. Was it a cow?
It wasn't a cow. Very difficult to chase a cow.
Mm-hmm. What were you going for when you did the chase? I'd like to envisage this. Was it a chicken?
No, it was not a chicken, although I'd love to chase a chicken.
Well, that if anyone's got a chicken that Todd could chase, please call in on the number you know.
Yeah, just send us in a chicken and we'll get
send
it chased.
Send us in a chicken or we could come to you if it's outside or very near Milton Keynes.
I'd love that. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Making dreams come true, one chicken at a time. And it's Claire Cares on the radio today.
It was a cat.
Oh.
Chased a cat.
Chased the cat.
If any animals turned up still alive at the butcher house, there was one animal, so you had 10 cows delivered, but one of the cows is still alive.
Mm.
Would you cherish that cow, or would you sort of help it join the others?
Fowl or foe? Mice or moe? No, I thought it might be a game that I could see.
Have another go.
Okay. Go. Thanks for believing in me, Dr. Benjamin Jones. It does mean it a lot. Okay. Take it away, Claire Cares. 1, 2, 3.
So you've got 9 animals.
No, I think I've got it.
You've had your chance.
I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
Okay,
here we go. Fowl or foe, mice or mole, what you going to choose to take your toll?
Okay. What was the original question?
Radio fun.
If an animal turned up and it was still alive, how would you deal with that situation?
It really depends on what state the animal's in emotionally.
It's a cheetah.
It's a cheetah?
Mm.
Hmm. You've got 9 cows and a cheetah.
So 9 cows and a cheetah.
Yes.
And the cheetah's in the truck, the delivery truck with the cows.
Yes.
And the cows are all dead.
The cows are all dead.
Well, the first thing I'd say is the cheetah would be very cold. I don't know how the cheetah would react to being that cold, because, of course, they're from another country.
But he's got a little jacket on.
And this one's from Wales.
And it's a Welsh cheetah, I see.
He's dressed head to toe in wool.
Are we sure it's not a sheep?
It was a sheep, actually, yes, yep. And you've got that very quickly. I'm impressed by that. So you're 20 years of age now. How long has your butthole smelt?
Ever since I can remember.
Really?
And so how far can you remember?
Thing. Oh, good. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
It's my first...
Sorry, Claire does get giggly around the boys.
Sorry, Toddy. What am I like? A big old flirt.
Could you not call me Toddy, actually?
Okay, sure.
Can I call you Toddy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
So,
T-Dog?
I think it's just Todd.
Just Todd, okay, the name. Just the name.
Change the D to an E and you've got yourself a toad.
No, it's just Todd for you, okay?
It's not how they spell toad, traditionally.
T-Dog, answer the question, please.
I've forgotten the question now.
A D to an A.
How long can you remember back?
It's my first smell memory.
Mm-hmm. And what was that smell? And Claire's just being...
I think she's being
Claire's,
sick,
Claire's
isn't
vomiting
she?
In the sink.
No, it was my tea. Oh, that was my tea.
memory. Something that dribbled on my feet. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm back.
Why don't you check out my blog?
My first smell memory is of my own bottom.
What did that smell like?
Oh, well, it's a long time ago now, but it still feels quite vivid. Smoke?
Smoky smell?
Yeah.
And was it nicotine? Or was it one of them fruity?
No, like a wood smoke.
Wooden smoke?
Campfire.
Campfire. Campfire.
Campfire.
Got that, yeah.
Smelt like a campfire.
News just in. Fix it with aspirin.
And your dad, you say, was Nasty Nick. Let's get back to this, because that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, did he go into the house before or after he was parenting you?
Oh, it was after.
So you knew him pre-Nasty Nick?
He was just Nick or Dad.
And are you pro-Nasty Nick?
I'm not. I'm pro-Nasty Nick for... he was very much a spanner in the works of reality TV as a format. But not really pro
so
him
you
as
pre
a dad.
Are you pre or pro? That's what I'm trying to get
Am
to.
Am I pre or pro?
Yeah.
I'm pre...
But also pro.
Nasty Nick. I'm pro Nasty Nick. I'm anti-Nasty Dad.
Yeah.
Was Nasty Nick at the campsite?
See, I don't think necessarily I was at a campsite. I think just the smell
was
like
wood.
A campfire, like a woody, smoky smell.
And it was coming from your bottom.
It was coming from my bottom.
Wow, there's so many things been thrown in the air, questions really, and very little answers.
Where did you go to university?
I didn't go to university.
Was you touring? Was you touring?
Touring?
Yes.
Why?
Touring what?
A butcher's tour.
No, you don't really get to tour as a butcher.
Okay.
Yeah. Necessarily. You sort of stick to one shop, but...
What if people want to see you in a different shop?
Sunderland. You know, they've heard about a butcher who, you know, has got 9 dead cows and a cheetah. And they're like, we'd like to see this guy, Toddy.
It's a nice idea, but I'm still training, so I think you very much need to be 10 years in the game before there's that sort of appetite for people that want to come and see you tour
Surely.
As a butcher.
Surely. And how many knives do you have?
Oh, well, I've got the whole roll of knives, so I can probably fit about 16 or 17 into my current roll. All different sizes.
Yeah. Carrying them around on a daily basis?
On a...
Daily basis?
On a daily basis, yeah. Well, I keep some of them at the shop, all on the wall.
How does it make you feel to know that I know a chap, actually 2 years younger than you, who can 18. Fit 24 knives in his person?
Well, I'm not happy about it.
So you're unhappy?
I'm very unhappy about
that.
You
need somewhere to dream, somewhere to go. You know, 18 knife man, you know? What about next Christmas? Something to aim for.
I keep spaces in the knife roll just to remind me that anything's possible.
Ah.
And it sounds like if he's 18 and he's got a full set of knives, where's he going to go now?
Yes.
So you've got the ambition to surpass him.
Yeah, I've got six more knives within me.
You've got the ambition, you've got the drive, and if you don't mind me saying, you surely got the looks, and I wish you every success in the meat industry.
Thanks, Claire.
And I say that as a vegan.
Who's your best friend?
Me.
No, Claire, this isn't about you.
Right. Okay. Todd, who's your best friend? Dr. Benjamin Jones would like to know.
My boss at the butcher's.
How old's your boss?
He's probably in his 80s now. He's the head butcher.
And do you think that's a bit strange that you've got a best friend that's 60 years older than you?
I don't think it's strange.
You said it in a way that suggested that it is definitely strange.
Well, a lot of
you're
people...
You're like, I don't think it's strange.
There's more to this story. That's what I picked up.
A lot of people would consider it strange, but what I would say about them is...
Open your mind.
No?
No.
Sorry. Close your mind.
Close your mind.
Yeah.
Close your mind.
Okay. And what else would you say?
Well, you haven't met Nigel.
I haven't, actually.
No.
If you'd meet Nigel, he'd be your best friend as well.
I'm a vegan, so I don't think that's actually true. And also, my best friend is called Hillary. She loves white wine o'clock, and that's every day at 3, bloody Hillary.
I was actually haunted by a woman once who had a dead relative called Nigel.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation.
Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News just in. You don't have to use aspirin.
So how long have you been best friends with him?
Ever since I've worked at the shop.
So how long was that?
Maybe 3 years.
Since you were 17?
17,
so
I started
recruited
working.
You quite young, didn't
and
he?
When I was working in advertising until I was 17 and then...
Yeah.
And how? And what was your position in the advertising firm?
Boss.
You were the boss at 17?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's quite a big job to give up, to just to be a butcher with an 80-year-old man.
It wasn't fulfilling me. And then I saw Nigel working one day, and he's a pretty big fish in the meat world.
Mm.
Yep.
The thing about Nigel is, you say that I don't kill the animals, which is true. Nigel actually does kill the animals. He will.
Is he CRB checked?
No, not as far as I'm aware.
Maybe something to pursue.
Okay.
Pursue. You know the advertising industry, if I can take you back. Now, we run a radio show, as you know, you're on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually made some advertising jingles ourselves.
What's your one?
Claire cares inside and out. Claire cares for you and your family. Oh, yeah, it's Claire cares. We haven't got the official tune yet, but it's going to be something like
no,
that.
No, that's brilliant.
Is that lovely?
That's brilliant.
Is it lovely to you?
Brilliant.
Now, what I've noticed there, Todd, is that Claire cares has just presented you with something pretty terrible, but you've been very supportive and very encouraging. Is this a reaction from your childhood? What was the response from Nasty Nick when you said you were going to quit being the boss of the advertising firm to chase your dream of being a touring butcher?
That is a lovely question.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Thank you.
He made a few sounds that I'd not heard him make before.
Can we hear them now, if it's not too painful?
And then you know the expression tear your hair out?
Mm-hmm.
He physically tore some hair out of his head.
Wow.
Right.
And
threw it on the floor.
And when he made these grunting messy sounds, there was nothing, I don't want to say sexual. There was nothing sexual about it, was it? It was just...
No, gosh, no. No, no, no. He wasn't a sexual man.
No, okay.
I mean, he had an erection when he was doing it.
Yeah.
But that to him wasn't sexual.
That was the erection was
part of the job. Functional.
It's part of the job, functional. It was a practical thing to him. The erection was an intimidation tool rather than being anything sexual.
Yeah.
And he'd use it to open doors.
Oh, okay. Oh, it had a very... Oh, so it could open up doors. That's quite handy.
Okay, that's handy, actually.
When he
was
younger...
Was he a locksmith?
No, not professionally.
But he could do it.
But he could do it if needed. If and when he was younger, he broke both of his hands. So in his sort of formative sexual years, the only way he could get from room to room was by using
his penis.
Using his penis, yeah.
I've heard about that before, actually.
Yeah.
It must be very troubling.
Mm. Not for him. He liked it.
Daddy!
I don't want to wash your hair. Daddy.
Now, how does it make you feel if I told you that I know a father who could not only open doors with his penis, but he could also steer a car? Does that make you angry?
What I would say about that is, yes, it makes me angry. It makes me a little jealous. It's sort of back to the. I'm getting the same feelings as you about your friend Knifey
Yeah.
The knife man.
I thought there might have been a narrative there.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, are you picking up a theme here? I feel like you feel like you're picking up a theme.
Well, I don't want to commit to the theme yet, Claire. I think
Toddy, how's your body? Okay, it's Claire Cares on the radio, livening things up with a song again.
Does he trap it in the
Sorry, are we
all just ignoring that? Are we all just ignoring that song?
Does he trap it in the steering wheel and then maneuver it around like that, or?
It sort of moves as it moves towards the steering wheel. It splits in half because, as you know, you can't steer with just sort of one arm on the wheel. So it splits in half, and then it's six o'clock.
What splits in half?
I think once again you've not been paying attention, Claire.
No, I do. I zoned right out.
Why don't you have a guess what we're talking about?
Was it a member, a sling song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
See, even when you're not listening, you can still guess the tone of this show very much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The doctor will see you now.
You've not spoken much about your mother. Is she still around?
She's now and again, yeah.
Pops in, pops out.
I don't know how often would you say is normal to see your mother.
What is she wearing when you see her?
It depends what time of day I see her.
12 p.m.
Nothing.
Nothing at noon.
Nothing at noon.
Is she a nudist?
Not officially, I don't think. She just spends a lot of time in where she lives.
Pottering around in the nitty.
Pottering around in the nothing. Nothing at noon.
Well,
okay.
Saving money on clothes.
Does she make you look at her?
She doesn't make me look at her. No. But it would be very odd to go around to your mother's house and refuse to look at her. Don't you agree?
Yep, I think it's definitely a fair point.
Well, it seems like there's no issues there. What's your favourite colour?
Sort of bright red.
Now that's interesting.
Okay.
Finally.
Take it away.
Finally, we're getting some details here.
Yeah.
Todd, I'm going to say a word now.
Go on.
And you're just going to say the first thing that comes to your head. Okay? Missing.
Why?
Danger.
Red.
Cliff.
Richard.
Person.
Cliff Richard.
Now, I've not heard from Cliff Richard for a while.
No.
He's very much gone missing.
Yeah.
Why do you associate Deadly Red with Cliff Richard?
It's going to be quite difficult.
Mm-hmm.
When I was six, we went to see Cliff Richard at Hyde Park.
Was it the summertime?
What a dream childhood, in a way.
Was it the summertime?
It was the summertime, burning sun.
Did he sing Summertime?
All going on a summer holiday.
No more meat industry for a day or two.
Todd is gonna push me off a cliff one day.
And he knows he is too.
I don't think that happened. I don't think that happened. That it feels like a dream that I had. And now you're telling me Cliff Richard's missing.
To be honest,
I sometimes have trouble distinguishing between reality and dreams.
Okay.
To be honest, it does sound a bit far-fetched.
It was a test. Cliff Richard is alive and well, just keeping a low profile since the allegations.
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
Okay, a little psychology test for you now, Todd.
Okay.
You're a goldfish. Just imagine you're a goldfish. I know you like animals.
Yeah.
I want you to... Are you a goldfish? Have you got that far?
Okay. If you listen to me, I'll do the sound effects.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Claire. Now, I want you to describe your habitat for me.
Okay. There's a little castle.
Okay.
Some little stones, gravel.
Mm-hmm.
I can see into the outside world.
Right. And what's in the outside world?
It's a lot of war. There's a war.
There's a war?
A war.
Right.
Bad war. There's a lot of men with their heads have all come apart.
Right.
And there's an old woman crying and looking at the sky. Mm-hmm. And then a little child with a dirty face. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay because I'm in my tank.
Whoa.
That's very interesting. I asked Todd to describe a habitat for a goldfish.
I heard that.
And Todd immediately imagined himself in a goldfish tank or
bowl. I also heard that. I was really listening this time.
Why did he not imagine himself in the great big ocean?
I knew, Todd, you've got issues coming out your arsehole.
Now, you, at 17, was the boss of an advertising firm.
Correct.
You had ambition. Now, at some point, you have lost that ambition, and now you are a non-touring butcher who imagines himself as a goldfish trapped in a bowl. Where is your ambition, and when did it leave you?
For the second time today, Dr. Benjamin Jones, I would like to take my hat off to you. You've solved another bloody pudding of a crime. Carry on, Todd.
Well, this is the first time I've found out that my ambition left me. Really, I thought I was just going into a new world and soon I'd be rising to the top of the butcher game. But now you've put it like that, I think you're probably right. I felt like I was fulfilled in the advertising world, but there were things that I could have done.
Todd?
Yeah?
You ever been to Dreamland in Margate?
No.
Because you're living in a bloody dreamland right now, mate. Okay?
Thank you, Claire.
In what sense?
Well, you do not know your ass from your elbow, and you're going to need to.
I think that's a very bold claim, Claire.
And if you want to know which is which, just smell your elbow. If it doesn't smell, it's your elbow. Do you think the pressure that your father put on you has maybe you just sort of... You couldn't handle the pressure. You couldn't have... Nothing was good enough for Nasty Nick. So you decided to scrap it all in, leave your brilliant job as the head of this advertising firm, become a butcher, and then get your fiery arsehole.
I've just had an idea.
Claire?
I've just had an idea.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Thank you.
Sorry, what was the question?
Do you think you basically sort of decided that you just can't handle the pressure anymore? And that is when your bottom started to smell and when you decided to become a butcher. Do you think you're happier as a butcher?
Do you want my idea now?
Okay.
Okay, now, here's an idea. What you do is you reframe your father, Nasty Nick, where all the problems come from, as Nice Nicholas. And then restart your life. Okay?
Imagine your...
Start from scratch.
Yeah.
Imagine he's Father Christmas.
Saint Nicholas. And you say, he's a nice guy. And everything, you build him up. Always refer to him as a nice guy. See if the positives outweigh the negatives in time to come. Saint Nicholas.
And I like that idea as well, because he wears red, Father Christmas, which is my favourite colour.
Thank you. So you've already associated that.
And you've put a positive spin on the red.
I think that sounds like a wonderful idea. Thank you.
That's no problem. And of course, we can't ignore the real problem here, is that your 80-year-old best friend is obviously touching you inappropriately. Claire, any more thoughts?
He's a grown adult, to be fair. So, I mean, you know, let them live in sin.
What's inappropriate, though? You know, he's a butcher.
Yeah, no, I am very much... this is where me and Dr.
Doesn't mean he has to
differ.
Butcher your arsehole every Tuesday.
Yes, he does.
He's a trained
Let
professional.
Let love live, please. You find love in the funniest places. Once in the Asda Oops aisle, actually, I got very lucky. A young man called Peter. Yes. We got a pie for 28p. Back we went.
What did you call it? The Asda Oops?
Oops aisle, yes. The Asda Oops aisle. The Asda Oops aisle. You can get discounted items if you go in at the right time. Sunday night, 5pm. On you go. Basket full of surprises.
Why is your bottom so dirty?
Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
Is anyone going to mention Todd's very small ears? Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I hadn't noticed them, Claire.
All the best.
I hadn't noticed them because they're too bloody small.
Yes, of course. Titchy, but very... But
I wasn't aware this was...
I mean it in a positive way.
I didn't feel like an issue before I came in here. I feel like rather than sorting out my issues, you two have added to them.
Yes.
Well, we've exposed them. That's what we do. Yeah. We allow people to see their problems.
We leave them flapping in the wind, and it's up to you if you want to go and chase them down. Okay, yeah. Claire Clare's on the radio today at 4pm.
I have to say, this hasn't happened before, but your arsehole actually smells more since you've been speaking to us.
I've noticed.
I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Do you think I don't notice that? I'm sitting on it.
Yes. Oh, dear.
I feel like I'm sitting on a cloud.
We've really let you down, actually.
It's quite distressing for us.
I feel like a horrible Cupid.
At what point are you going to leave?
No?
Okay. Well, it was lovely to meet you, and lovely to meet you, and that's M-E-A-T.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Do you mind if we use that?
No, please go ahead. Call it meet you up and meet you down.
Lovely to meet you.
And what I do when I get some food from the butchers, I say, lovely to meet you, EAT. And then when I eat it, I go, lovely to eat you.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we use that?
You can use that
and
if you want.
You could also take it down one more at lovely to... No, Claire, that was wrong. Claire, you idiot.
Never mind, Claire.
Fool of yourself in front of the kid, Todd.
Never mind, Claire. It was a good effort. And if there are any cats out there listening, and if you do see Todd in the street, don't forget he does like a little chase every now and then.
And a little tip for all the women out there, to my sisters, always buy your bra size a couple of sizes too big, and that way you can grow into it.
Bye, Claire.
Are you staying on?
I'll stick around.
Are we doing anything now?
I thought you'd left.
I pop back in.
Your arsehole stinks. Fuck off.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.